Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Stevie Ray is your artist of the day.
What about the neighbor?
Keyword cash is college. If I need to spell it, maybe you should have gone to college. 72881, college 72881.
So there's a story out about a personal trainer who is helping his client by getting him banned from all of his favorite fast food restaurants. Mike Hind has taken Darren McClintock's picture and given it to all of these restaurants near his house, and it says, do not serve this man.
Like a wanted poster?
Essentially, yes. Or like the bad check guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Now, is the client okay with it? I assume he's paying money to lose weight.
Yeah. Doctors warned Darren that he was eating himself to death. And so this was the action that they decided to take
on. How much
on.
Does he weigh? Do we know?
He's big. He's real big.
He's a big one? 600?
I don't know an exact number, but he's a big guy.
I'd say 600 pounds plus. Yeah.
Mm. Yep. I think it's an interesting way to go about losing weight. I don't know how effective it's going to be.
Yeah, because we have Uber Eats now. You don't even have to go into a store to eat. They will bring the food to you.
Yeah, and the weird thing is pizza places do deliver.
Yeah, and you get a whole bunch of kids in there who aren't really paying attention, and if he does come through the drive-thru.
I mean, can you... stop. I mean, this is ridiculous. Can you imagine going through a McDonald's and they can't see your face when you order?
Right.
Presumably. You say, well, you know, I'll take a Big Mac and a large fry. Well, why don't we supersize that for me? And a Coke. And you get up to the window and you got the hat pulled down real low. And you're like, okay, here's my cracker. And let's just say the 16-year-old pimple-faced kid recognizes you from the picture that's been circulated by your DB trainer. And he goes, I'm sorry, sir. I'm not allowed to serve you. Do you think McDonald's is going to be okay with that?
Probably not.
Do you think McDonald's is going to say, you know, I appreciate what you did, 16-year-old kid, but we're here to make money. And I don't care if a fitness instructor told you not to serve him.
That's a good point.
Dumb.
It's an interesting idea, though.
I went and saw A Star Is Born on Saturday
night. Do tell.
How'd you do?
I worried about you.
I know you did. I know you warned me not to go. I was nervous about going. I thought God was trying to send us a message. We went to go get tickets at the B&B in Western Shawnee on Saturday night for the 6:40 show.
Denied.
Sold out. We said, when's the next one? They said 7:20. We said, show us the seating chart. They showed it to us. There were no two seats together.
Okay.
I said, well, honey, I don't want to see this show if I can't see it with you.
That's a real downer, honey.
I don't want to sit over here while you're sitting down there. So we're like, we're out. I go, maybe we're just not supposed to see this movie. She goes, I really want to see this movie. And I did, too. She goes, maybe we can go to Cinemark and Merriam. I said, okay, look it up. They had an 8:30 showing. Mm-hmm. I said, why don't we head on over to the old Cinemark? By the way, we've become movie theater snobs. Those seats just don't recline properly.
No, you like the recline, large leather comfort seating.
The Cinemark in Merriam is a nice theater and all, but I mean, those seats just don't recline.
Yeah.
You know, there's just not enough space. So we ended up getting tickets to the 8:30 at the old Cinemark in Merriam.
Yeah.
And I don't know who that son of a bitch, sorry, I'm not supposed to say that word on the radio.
Yeah, way to go.
Sorry. I don't know who that son of a gun was who was cutting onions underneath my seat. But if I ever find him, I will kill him. Because somebody was cutting onions underneath my seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not okay with that.
So let me get this straight.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You ignored God telling you not to see this film.
Right.
And instead, you listen to your girlfriend, who's kind of the word of the devil at this moment, going, yeah, but I really want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what God is telling you.
Right.
I want to see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, yeah, okay. And then you're going to be all snobby about which theater you go to. Because these seats don't recline enough for me. Farnsworth, could you go in and check the reclining of the seats, please?
Farnsworth. Is he back?
He is. And then, so then you went to see it and you cried like a baby.
I did not cry. Somebody was cutting onions under the seat. I'm telling you right now.
I've told you, it is an interesting. Oh,
have you gotten sized for a dress yet?
I love this.
Maybe it's time to let the old ways die.
This is really Bradley Cooper singing.
Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Takes a lot to change a man. Hell, it takes a lot to try. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Nobody knows what ways for the dead.
It was so good.
Nobody knows what ways for the dead.
Okay, here's what I learned in the movie. I learned at least three things. Lady Gaga can act.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper just won himself an Oscar.
Mm. I believe they will win something, each of them. I don't know if it's actor, actress, support, like whatever. I think it will win something. It certainly will win score.
Bradley Cooper has to win an Oscar for Best Actor. He was so good, it scared me. Number three, looking at yourself in the mirror hurts.
Did you know Bradley Cooper's been sober? At the time of the interview about it with Barbara Walters, he had been sober 11 years.
I didn't know he had a problem.
Yes. And so he said he could channel some of his experience into that character because he had that struggle for so many years. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I will again just say, I think it depends on the person, whether or not you are going to be comfortable going to see it based on your personal experience with addiction. I think that's going to vary person to person. We mentioned this last week, and the text line exploded right down the middle. Half of the people said, I wouldn't go see it. I wish I hadn't. Some people said they walked out of it.
I'm glad I did.
And some people said they were glad they did. It's just going to depend on you.
So, you know, I can't go into great detail about this, so forgive me. But I talked to somebody important to me, and I said I was a little nervous about going to see this movie, and I'll clean it up for the radio. He goes, "Are you a wimp?" And I said, "No, I'm not a wimp." He goes, "You're a wimp." Now, I've totally cleaned that up. You can figure out what he said and what I said back. He goes, "You're afraid to see yourself, aren't you?" I go, "No." He goes, "Go see the movie. And then call me back." Click. And I went and saw the movie.
Did you call him back?
Yeah, I called him last night. Looking in the mirror hurts. It sucks. But I'm glad I went.
Good.
I'm glad I went.
I'm glad you went if you are glad you went. I know someone who walked out of the movie. Didn't want to go there because of their experience with addiction.
Some folks just believe in the things they've heard and the things they read. Nobody knows what ways for the dead. I'm glad I can't go back to where I came from. I'm glad.
By the way, Sam Elliott should get an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor.
He should just get an Oscar for being Sam Elliott.
Yes.
Like, has he ever started anything where you're like, God, that was a turd performance?
No.
Like, he's just so amazing always. And I feel like, you know, this kind of like rough and tumble, washed up singer, alcoholic character is always kind of in his wheelhouse. He plays a lot of those kind of old, you know, barroom kind of guys.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, he reminded me of himself at Roadhouse.
He doesn't look a day over 88.
He does not age.
By 88, I mean from 1988 when Roadhouse came out. He doesn't look a day over.
How old is he for real?
Oh, I don't know. Can you look it up?
You know, Ellen Shanks got some weird, just bar the door if he's...
No. Elliot.
Yeah.
Ellen has told me, I hope Kevin's not listening. Ellen has told me Sam Elliott is her Val
He's
breaker.
The deal breaker.
Yes.
74.
74?
Mm-hmm.
So he was 44 in Roadhouse?
No way. No way.
It was 30 years ago.
Really?
He was 44 in Roadhouse? He was younger than I am?
Isn't that crazy?
Days are gone, gone for good. But if I could take spirits from my past and bring them here, you know I would, know I would. Nobody speaks to God these days.
So good. So if you and Paul get a chance, go see this movie.
Totally went to.
It had. Can you look up movie totals this weekend?
Yeah.
You know how they do that every weekend?
Yeah, because word of mouth is going to fuel this. It had a great opening weekend for
October.
It was sold
out.
Yeah, the word of mouth is just driving this all the way around the bases.
This weekend, it made $28 million.
And what was it ranked?
Second. Under Venom again.
Again with the Venom!
The Venom! I don't even understand Venom.
It's the bad Spider-Man?
What
I
is
guess.
This?
I don't know.
Superhero movies. They do really well.
So.
Well, it's a movie for men, so you wouldn't understand it, Scott.
Wow!
Nobody speaks to God these days. I'd like to think he's looking down and laughing out of ways. Nobody speaks to God these days. When I was...
You know, one of the most important things that we do for our health is something that we do every morning and should do every night, most of us do, brushing our teeth. Yet most of us don't do it properly. Hey, it's Scott Parks to tell you about a revolutionary change in something that we're all too familiar with. Quip is a better electronic toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip was designed, in fact, to make brushing your teeth simpler, more affordable, and even, dare I say, enjoyable. I just ordered my first Quip. I can't wait to get it. Even ordered one for my daughter before she heads off to college. Quip electric toothbrushes come with sensitive sonic vibrations, which are gentle enough on sensitive gums. But you know why they did that? Because most people brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. Not with Quip. A built-in 2-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, helping glide a full and even clean. We're a Quip family now. You should be too. Backed by more than 20,000 dental professionals, Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/parks right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/parks. Queens of the Stone Age. By the way, Rod, I think my mom texted me last night during the Chiefs game. She was like, did you know a new Queen movie is coming out? I go, yeah, November 2nd. You want to go see it? St. Margaret, I swear to God, 72 years old. Yeah, I think I do.
Awesome.
You know why? Because unlike you, she too has seen Queen in concert.
Damn it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like the only one.
A story here from the Kansas City Star. National political observers are saying the wave that may be taking over politics in 2018 is neither red nor blue. It is pink. We're talking about a women's wave. It is a big year for female candidates running for office. And at the local level, the Johnson County Commission contest is as good a test case as any. Four women are challenging four male incumbents for seats in one of the state's most affluent counties.
And not just men.
And who are we kidding?
Tell the good people.
One of the state's most affluent, the state's most affluent counties.
They are all older white men.
The seven members of the Johnson County Commission, there are seven members, are all white men over the age of at least 40.
I would say, the majority of them are over 60.
Well, Ed Eilert is, and Ron Schaefer, but
sure.
These two guys look like they're probably
Let's
in their
be
40s.
Honest. They look like they're on their way
that
to
That guy looks like Dwight D. Eisenhower. That guy looks like Harry
of Columbus Truman. Convention.
He looks like Harry Truman.
He does.
Doesn't he? But anyway, let me read you a quote.
You don't think there's just a little bit of... you don't think there's just a little bit when it comes to representation... It's just slightly a good idea to have a voice different than the 65-year-old white male in any city or town.
Can I answer that after
give
I read
me a black man or a Hispanic or a white woman give me somebody that doesn't look like they're on their way to a Make America Great Again convention.
Can I address that?
Yeah.
Okay. How many of these people were appointed? None. Dana, none.
Are any of them Democrats, like the Northern Johnson County people?
I don't think so.
Okay.
How many of these four, seven white men just took their seat? Just grabbed it. Just said, I'm gonna be a member of the Johnson County Commission. How many of these, look at me. Mm-hmm. How many of these seven men, mm-hmm. all white, all over the age of 40, most over the age of 50.
Or 60.
Just grabbed a seat on the Johnson County Commission and said, I'm going
to
make it mine.
They were elected to that seat. That being said.
No.
There are several women running for those spots.
I am growing sick and tired of hearing, we need women. We need black. We need Native American. We need this. You get what you vote for.
Correct. And boy, did we get a whole lot of white there.
You did.
We got a whole lot
In
of white
fact,
man there.
And I know we got to get to the news. Let me read you from Ann Pritchett, who is the president of the Johnson County Democratic.
Please call her by her actual name.
Little Miss Pritchett.
Thank you.
Who is the president of the Johnson County Democratic Women's North Chapter. Mm-hmm. Right now, it is not acceptable. She's talking about the Johnson County Commission. Right now, it is not acceptable that it is all white male. That is not our county, and that is not who we are. It is not acceptable?
I would agree it's not representative of the entire county. I think I would disagree slightly with it's not who we are. I mean, that's exactly who,
it is
for the
not
most part,
acceptable?
That's what Johnson County looks like. Now,
this
Scott.
This is who was voted in. These guys didn't storm in with guns and bayonets and take their seats. They were elected.
Scott, I said on Twitter this morning.
There is a war on white people.
Could you imagine?
White men.
Ed Eilert running in with a bayonet.
Give me my seat back.
Yes, Ed.
You better
put down your bayonet. I said on Twitter this morning, vote in the women. And
why?
I
just because they have vaginas?
I got called a sexist. They said
that is sexist. That is sexist.
I think it should be more representative of the county we are serving.
We'll discuss in just a moment. To the newsroom, here is Kara Marks.
The reward climbs for information in a Kansas City murder. More next.
You know, I'm about to get a duvet cover for my daughter from brooklinen.com. They are, hands down, the most luxurious, amazing sheets you will ever sleep with. And you know you spend a third of your life in your sheets. You want them to be good, right? Go to brooklinen.com. My daughter said to me, I want the one you have on your bed. There's a reason for that. They are the most beautiful, comfortable, elegant sheets without the crazy markup. Go to brooklinen.com.
Hey, it's luxury betting underpriced. You've got to try these sheets today. Winner of the best of online betting category by Good Housekeeping. Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com, promo code KMBZ. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
3:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy is vowing to investigate a state employee's claim that she was sexually assaulted by a man who went on to work in the governor's administration. The governor telling reporters today that he won't conduct a sham investigation or mock victims.
We are going to demand real accountability and conduct a real and exhaustive independent investigation into how this hire was allowed to go forward in transition.
In a Wall Street Journal article, Katie Brennan says she tried for a year to get authorities to take action against state education official Albert Alvarez with no results. Alvarez denies the allegations. In Kansas City, the reward is increased for information in a construction worker's death last April. Jonathan Porter was shot to death while working on a gas line near 9th and Brooklyn. A man reportedly walked up to him, asked for a cigarette, and when Porter refused, the other man opened fire. Police released surveillance photos of a man walking in that area. If you can help identify that man, the reward now stands at $12,500. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, have you ever thought about the floors you walk on in your home, the floors that your pets walk on, the kids play on? Hey, it's Scott Parks for Stamp Crete of Kansas City. And you know, a new study from NYU found the average carpet contains 4,000 times the number of bacteria as the average toilet seat. That's disgusting. Stamp Crete of KC will put down a gorgeous stained floor that not only looks incredible, but is incredible and super easy to clean. Whether it's your basement, garage, commercial space, call Stamp Crete of KC today, 913-780-1300, or online at stampcreteofkc.com. We recently had incredible rain showers. Did your basement get a little wet? Do you have carpet down there? That's a headache. That headache would have never happened if you had a basement with acid stains, epoxies, or concrete overlays. Call today and Stamp Crete of KC will give you $300 off just for mentioning KMBZ or Dana and Parks. The offer is good through December, but call today to take advantage of this limited time offer. Stamp Crete of KC, 913-780-1300, or online to see for yourself how amazing it is at stampcreteofkc.com.
No major chances for precipitation in the forecast for Kansas City over the next few days. Our next shot is a quick shot coming in by Thursday night. Outside of that, folks, we're looking pretty quiet here and temperatures will be coming up a bit. Now, plenty of sunshine for the rest of today. We're only going to be in the mid-40s and we settle to the low 30s tonight. Sunny and 60 degrees by tomorrow and mostly sunny in upper 50s for Wednesday and again for Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
44 right now at KCI. It is 45 downtown, 45 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
I never met a girl who makes me feel the way that you do. You're all right.
So I'm coming through the story today in the Kansas City Star about the all-white male,
white
male Johnson County Commission, seven members strong, looking across the board, white, yeah, dude, white, that guy looks like Harry Truman, white, yep, seven white dudes on the Johnson County Commission. There are now four women who are running against four of the white male incumbents on the Johnson County Commission, And I read this quote from Little Miss Ann Pritchett, who is president of the Johnson County Democratic Women's North Chapter. Quote, right now it is not acceptable that it is all white male. That is not our county. That is not who we are. How is that not sexist? Let me ask you, and let me reverse this. Let's say that the county commission in Johnson County was all black women. Okay? For whatever reason, some crazy fluke of nature, it turned out that the Johnson County Commission was seven black women. Can you imagine if somebody said, let me just reverse the wording here. Right now, it is not acceptable that it's all black women. That is not our county. That is not who we are. Because let's be honest, Johnson County is not primarily made up of black women. It just isn't. And if somebody had come out and said, right now, it is not acceptable that it's all black women. That's not our county. That's not who we are. That would be sexist and racist.
Why does it bother you that someone has suggested, as I do believe, that we could use just a little bit of diversity on the commission?
Diversity is fine. Here's what bothers me.
We have seven voices from the exact same type of candidate. So
well,
to me,
you have seven voices from the same political ideological
but
bent.
To me, it's always better to have voices in the room with different ideas. And that could be age, Scott.
Right.
Give me a 22-year-old. That could be race or gender. It could be all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I just don't know that. I mean, that joke writes itself when you look at that photo. It really
agreed.
Does. And you have
agreed.
To agree.
Agreed.
The optics are not great.
The optics are not good. But let me make two quick points, if I may.
Okay.
Number one, these are seven white men on the Johnson County Commission who were duly and legally voted in. Okay?
Okay.
If women want more women on the Johnson County Commission, then they need to vote for women. However, I do not think that what you have in your pants or the pigment of your skin necessarily qualifies you for elective office. And Dana, you wrote earlier today, vote the women in. Why? Do you know anything about any of them? Are they smarter?
And there are,
or do they just have vaginas?
There are certainly female candidates out there with whom I would vehemently disagree. That women that scare me, that I would not want holding any elected office.
Mm-hmm.
So are they necessarily just better because they are women? No. But do we need someone else's voice on the commission?
But you
yes.
said today, vote the women in. You don't know what they stand for. They could be
crazy.
Crazy.
They could be.
To you, crazy right-wing, pro-life.
Yeah.
But vote them in because they, why? Because they have
I think
something
we need,
different downstairs?
We need different opinions on that commission.
And why does a woman and their perspective mean anything on a county commission? A county commission is in charge of the courts, the sheriff's department, rural development.
Why do they all have to be old white guys?
Why is it that only old white guys want to run until now?
Well, that's a whole nother conversation.
I would bet that in the past, if you went back and looked at the races for county commission in Johnson County, the reason that we are where we are, if it is to say a bad thing that you have seven older white men, is because the only people that run for the county commission are older white men.
Perhaps. Perhaps. I don't know that to be true, but perhaps.
For whatever reason, until this year, women have not been as interested in running for public office. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
Now, why?
I think a lot of reasons might factor into that.
Give me some.
We talked about this over the weekend. Would you really want to go through the ringer of any campaign.
No.
And the answer for a lot of people is no.
But yet, white men don't have a problem with it. But women don't run for office at the same scale as men do.
Do you know that to be true?
Yes, I know
that. Locally? Okay.
Yes. I mean, if you need me to do the research, I'll do it. Yeah. Women just don't run for office
the
same way.
Well, they're running this time.
Well, they are. But to your point, Dana, and to what, I don't know if you tweeted it or put it on Facebook, vote the women in. Why? What if there were four black people running against four white incumbents?
I would say vote diversity.
Would you say vote the blacks in?
I would say vote the different voice in, somebody with some different perspective in their background.
So we need to make sure that four members of a seven-member Johnson County Commission are black, and then we're going to say that is our county, Ann Pritchett? Because I guarantee you that 60% of Johnson County is not black. Do we need a quota?
Why does it bother you so much?
It drives me nuts.
Why?
That people vote on race and gender instead of ideology. I don't care if you have black pigmented skin or white pigmented skin.
But I think ideology, race, and gender are sometimes, not exclusively, all in the same pot.
No, they're not.
Sometimes they are. Now, I don't know a lot about these women running. I will educate myself before we vote.
Do you agree with me more than the other person agrees with me? And that's who gets my vote. I don't care if you're black, white, woman, male, I don't care.
Okay, but if there are two candidates, everything else being equal.
Well, then.
And for the most part, let's talk about a primary. For the most part, they agree with you and you agree with them. I would vote gender and diversity every single time.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the primary, or, and you're not, but you're looking at two candidates in the primary. They are equal in every single way.
Yes.
Education, careers.
Fine.
Everything, the way they feel about this, the way they feel about that, blah, blah, blah. One happens to be a white male. One happens to be a white female. You're going to vote for the female. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it make me sexist if I say that I vote for the male?
Yes.
Paul in Kansas City. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Scott. God bless you. Thank goodness you're here. My head is spinning.
Yours is? You're not even in the room.
this is the mob mentality. When you have a Democratic official saying not acceptable, it's almost like communism. When do we need to elect officials that produce, that are productive, not based in this war. I'm an old white guy. I'm 58, 37 years in the Army. Look, I still got some years left. I'm not out of the ball game yet. You guys keep using age discrimination against us, and it's getting to the point that I want to go out there and just keep competing. But you got to vote your interest. What's going to be good for your family? What's going to be good for your community? Forget what they look like. When we carry rifles in the Army, I didn't care what the guy next to me was, just as long as he could shoot.
As long as it wasn't a woman, right?
Well, I had women in my platoon as a military.
Well, but you didn't want them in the foxhole. I mean, let's be honest with each other.
Yeah. But the point I'm making is it doesn't matter as long as you're productive. And that's the thing that's going on with this national mentality of old white guys. That's not where we need to be as a country. I don't care who you are. If you produce, and you take care of your interests and your family, and that's what we need to look for. That's why government's broke, because these folks get up into office and they don't produce. And that's my point. And thank goodness you're in there, because you're holding the line. I appreciate it.
Bill in Leawood. Hi, Bill.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Enjoy the conversations and always learn something. And I have a quick question for Dana of Leawood, whose mayor has been a woman ever since I can remember.
Peggy Dunn.
Peggy Dunn.
An old white man in as the mayor of Leawood.
Peggy Dunn.
So you don't feel like you're being represented then?
Well, I just think, it's time for change. I think she's done a great job, but, we don't have a male perspective in that role.
We got to get a white guy back in there, Bill.
Yeah. What do you think? Because she's a woman, we should replace her with a man.
Yep.
She's been there a long
time. But he won't be Jewish, right?
I hope not.
Yeah, okay, of course. If it's Leawood, I mean.
I love Peggy Dunn. She can stay as long as she wants.
But I don't. If I was a man living in Leawood, I don't know that I would feel like I'd been represented in a long time.
God.
I mean, we've had Peggy Dunn. She's been the mayor for like, what, 20 years?
Well, she does a good job.
Well, but I don't feel as a man that my concerns are being represented.
Well, maybe the older white man hasn't been running against her.
Huh.
Because they know they'll lose. It's possible.
Do you see the craziness in what you wrote? Do you see it?
No.
Vote the women in?
Yeah. I knew when I wrote that, actually, this is honest to God's truth.
You don't even know what they stand for.
I knew when I wrote that, it would make your head explode, and that's part of the reason I wrote it.
Because it drives me crazy. Vote on ideology. I don't care. I could not care less if the entire U.S. Senate was all men or all women. If I vote...
Oh, it would drive you crazy if it was all women, and you know it.
A little bit.
You'd be like, what is going on in Washington?
Yeah,
God.
I don't know, so much estrogen. It's disgusting. I mean, jeez Louise, we can't even work 1 week out of a month.
Paint it right here for Seal Once KC. Look, winter is going to be. Can you believe there was snow last night? What the heck was that? Call my folks at Seal Once KC now before the snow really arrives and have them stain and seal, permanently protect all of those outdoor areas of your house. They'll do your deck, your fence, your driveway. Really important to get that done before winter gets here. And then once the snow really starts flying, move inside. Let's talk about your garage floor, your basement floor. They will put that permanent polymer decorative coating down, easy to clean, non-slip texture, comes in a ton of colors, and will bring that wow factor to your home. I went to a girlfriend's house last night. You could eat off that garage floor, and she had that permanent polymer coating on it. Give them a call, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call, get that 20% discount. 816-942-3927. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com today.
Lucas Nelson.
If you treat me unkind,
yeah, he's
I'm leaving all the time. And all you never get too far.
We had to let go, full disclosure, because we're honest. We had to let go of a woman calling in who is a candidate for the Johnson County Commission. And it's not because we didn't want to hear what she had to say.
I would have loved to have heard from her.
But she is one of the women running against one of the many white men on the Johnson County Commission. But we are in, just so you guys know, we're in what's called the window. And it's the equal time window. So if we were to put her on the air, we would have had to have given what's called equal time
to every single other candidate.
No,
running.
No, just the only people well, that she's in the race
but
with.
But the other problem is, Scott, they would come out of the woodwork, and I understand why. But yeah, we just cannot go down that road, and I wish that we could.
Which is why, for you know, God love him, he's a friend of mine. Kevin Yoder is a friend of mine.
Can't be on in the window.
We can't put him on in the window because then we would have to put Charisse Davids on.
And I met
Charisse
Davids yesterday. Can't put her on. We're in the window.
That's right. Because if we put her on, then Kevin Yoder comes on, and then if we put Greg Orman on, then we got
to
put
nobody,
on Chris.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Okay, fine.
Well, you're right. And
you're absolutely right, man.
I explained to her that we can't put her on, and then I have to track down everybody else that's running for that office and give them the same amount of time.
And within a certain amount of time, we have to offer them an equal amount of time. So we have to figure out, okay, this candidate for Johnson County Commission just called in, okay, and she was on for 2 minutes and 35 seconds.
Everybody gets 2 minutes and 35 seconds.
And I'm not going to bore you nor me with that.
Nah.
I'll bore you with stuff that I'd care about. But I'm not getting all these county commissioners on to go, well, I believe in lowering the property tax.
Exactly.
We need to work on the rural roads that lead outside of DeSoto. Because everybody in Jackson County cares about rural roads outside of DeSoto. No, I don't think they do, Rod.
No, I don't think so.
Your keyword to cash is, damn, it's already 4 o'clock?
It is.
Where'd the time go today?
I don't know. You ate it up talking.
Wow.
You know what? I'm going to solve that real quick.
God, time flies when I haven't come up for air.
So your 4 o'clock minutes. Keyword to cash is shop, S-H-O-P. Text shop to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 on this keyword to cash here on KMBZ.
Kara.
Coming up, we have Kara with the news.
Kara, who isn't speaking to me because I deleted her out of my contacts. Scott looked up and goes, where's the time gone? I go, well, time flies when you don't stop talking.
So he's done. He's not talking
so he's
anymore.
Not talking
now,
anymore.
I will go to the news with the lovely Kara Markser, and now the women have equal time.
Happening now on KMBZ. The world's best gymnast will converge on Kansas City next year. We'll have details next.
I'll talk for just a minute because I need to. Simply the best for less. Hey, it's Scott Parks for Window World. Did you know that Window World windows are one of the two windows with a good housekeeping seal of approval, ranked number one in the number of windows sold in the country by Qualified Remodeler Magazine? And windows from Window World come with a lifetime warranty that covers all parts, glass breakage, and labor. They use a double-strength glass that gives it a strength not commonly found in replacement windows. Online at windowskansascity.com. We're cooling off. Remember how cold and drafty it was inside your home last winter. Throw away the extra blanket. Reduce your heating bills with energy-efficient windows from Window World. In fact, windows from Window World are so strong, they don't stand behind them. They do, but they'll let you stand on them. Call for a free home estimate today, 816-799-0820. Window World now offering 18 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. Online at windowskansascity.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.